Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with a great reason for celebration of local law enforcement here in the Seattle-Tacoma area. What am I talking about? You remember the Christmas Day power outages that afflicted 15,000 homes, which ends up being a lot of people particularly miserable on Christmas Day. They found the creeps and the lowlives who actually staged that power outage, caused about $3 million in damage, which can have be enough to begin to impact people's power bills. What was their motive? Why did they do this, these two losers? We will get to that. We will also bring you the very latest where Kevin McCarthy apparently has told everybody they're going into meetings trying to figure out how they get those. It's not even 20 votes that they need. They need 15. And where they get those 15 votes to put Kevin McCarthy over the top as the next Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House is actually third in line for the presidency. So if Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker, he becomes the guy who, if something happens to President Biden, something happens to Kamala Harris, then the Speaker is the President. But what happens when there's no Speaker? And this is constitutional uncharted territory, but it looks like the President pro tem in the Senate becomes the President. Now, who is that right now? Well, she was just sworn in. First time we've ever had a female President pro tem in the Senate. The President pro tem in the Senate is usually an extremely aged senator. I mean, somebody who's been there forever and forever and forever, representing the majority party. And now the majority party is clearly the Democrats. They have 51 votes. They control the Senate. The president pro tem of the Senate is now Patty Murray. She is third in line for the presidency. Actually, second in line, if you want to say, as a replacement to the president. If Kamala Harris is unavailable to handle the job, well, then there's always the mom in tennis shoes, as she styles herself, Senator Patty Murray of this state, who won a surprisingly easy re-election contest in 2022. That is a sobering thought. Meanwhile, there's reasons for sobriety and concern about a new series of reports about Americans and how we live and what is going on in our country. We highlighted yesterday some of the reasons for positivity, some of the reasons that Americans should be gratified, including during 2022, a sharp drop in major cities of our murder rate, which nobody covered, but is worth noting. Are we back down to where we were before the pandemic? No, not quite. But now moving in the right direction rather than the wrong direction. On many other things, we're moving in a terrible direction. And this is a piece from The Guardian, and it's thoughtful, it's provocative, and in many ways it's extremely disturbing, and it may hit close to home. It's a piece by Arwa Madawi for The Guardian, and she writes, ever since a notorious chart showing that fewer people are having sex than ever before first made the rounds, there's been increased interest in the state of America's social health. Polling has demonstrated a marked decline in all spheres of social life, including sex, close friendships, intimate relationships, trust, labor participation, and community involvement. The continuing shift has been called the friendship recession or the social recession, and though it will take years before this is clearly established, it was almost certainly worsened by the pandemic. The decline comes alongside a documented rise in mental illness, diseases of despair, and poor health more generally. In August 2022, the CDC announced that the U.S. life expectancy had fallen to where it was in 1996. It's a long time ago. That's the year we moved to Seattle. Contrast this to Western Europe, where life expectancy has largely rebounded to pre-pandemic numbers. Even before the pandemic, the years 2015-2017 saw the longest sustained decline in U.S. life expectancy since 1915 and 1918, when the U.S. was grappling with the 1918 flu and the First World War. We have no clear basis on how to judge what will emerge from the growing number of people who feel lost, lonely, or invisible. Some of the criticisms that have been brought on the direction of the country by the new right, says this article, indict the culture at large for undermining traditions of sociality, be it gender norms or the family. Believing it disproportionately affects men, the position has produced many lifestyle spin-offs. Men going their own way, trad life nostalgia, inceldom, masculinist groups, and hustle culture with a focus on beating the rat race. All of these subcultures are symptoms of the social recession in some way, for better or worse. Pundits, politicians, bureaucrats, and the like have generally fixated on the social recession's potential to incubate political extremism. Is that part of what we're seeing on Capitol Hill right now? Entire institutes have been set up to study, monitor, and survey the Internet's radicalizing tendencies buoyed by antisocial loneliness. The new buzzword often used in this sphere is stochastic terrorism, meaning acts of violence indirectly motivated by messages of hate spread through mass communication. And much of the discussion has focused on the need to contain some unknown dangerous element taking hold of the dispirited online. The goal here is not to solve a pernicious problem, but instead to pacify its most flagrant outbursts. What is going on here? Look, I think this is actually an important insight, which is that part of what we see has to do with the paranoia all around us, that it's not only frustrations, it's basically distrust of institutions. And if you're going to distrust institutions, you're going to be more likely to distrust individuals. And it becomes less likely to create deep friendships. And this is the most amazing thing to me about this entire article and this entire survey, is when it comes to measures of people who say they have no friends. Okay, and maybe the people who have no friends really do have friends, but they just don't feel like they do. It still is very serious. You have a much higher percentage in America today than at any time of people saying they have no friends. And they are far less likely to be members of any kind of social or religious or other organization, some kind of situation where they get together regularly with other people. So what's the main reason that we're moving in that direction, which also goes to fewer romantic relationships, fewer connections, more lasting families? What's going on? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for satisfaction. Yeah, and one of the things that is most satisfying in life is family relationships and friendships, and both are in trouble. The real metric to look at, they write in The Guardian, is friendships themselves. The past few decades have recorded a steep decline in people's reported number of friends. The number of Americans who claim to have no close friends at all across all age groups now stands at around 12%, according to the Survey Center on American Life. By comparison, only 2% of Americans said they had no close friends in 2003. That, according to Gallup. Friendlessness is more common for men, but it is nonetheless affecting everyone right now. This is appalling that it says, although studies of the subject tend to be general estimates of the entire population, it looks worse when we focus on generations who grew up with the Internet. When polling exclusively American millennials, a pre-pandemic 2019 YouGov poll found that 22% said they had zero friends and 30% said they had no best friends. For those born between 1997 and 2012, Generation Z, there's been no widespread credible study done yet on this question, but if you're adjacent to internet spaces, you already intuitively grasp that these same online catalysts are deepening for the next generation. In other words, people, instead of socializing, which can be very important, are basically browsing and spending their time on the internet. And the result of that is what they call late adulthood, which has been particularly common among those born from the 1990s onward. The term refers to a delaying of traditional milestones of adulthood, such as getting a driver's license, moving out, leaving mom's basement, dating, starting to work at a job, and so on. Mental health among people native to the internet continues to worsen amid an increase in so-called diseases of despair, substance abuse, a suicidal ideation, that in the U.S. more generally. These were the leading causes of the drop in life expectancy before the pandemic. Okay, the idea that human beings are spending less time connecting. They refer in this article to the famous book by Robert Putnam of Harvard University called Bowling Alone. And what that was about was he was interested in the fact that back in the 1950s and 60s, bowling leagues were a very big deal. And very often they would go through service organizations or clubs or churches or synagogues where people got together. It used to be all of these animal organizations, the Moose, the Kiwanis, the Elks Clubs, the Optimists, the Lions Clubs. Remember all that? And people used to find regular basis for getting together. And this, by the way, is one of the reasons that personally I deeply cherish and highly recommend the traditional pattern of Sabbath observance that all Jews used to honor once upon a time, virtually all. And the idea that once a week at least you get together for a meal, and very often it will not only be all family members getting together, but you have guests. And you can sit around a table and you can talk and you can connect and bring up what are the challenges, what are the opportunities, what are the things worth celebrating. That's part of what's so paralyzing about the internet is that very often if you look at what people post, it's always this delicious meal that I just ate, which just strikes me as incredible that there are people who like to post on their social media accounts pictures of their food, which helps you remember a terrific meal. What makes a terrific meal terrific is the company, usually. Yeah, food's great too. But the idea of devaluing actual companionship when you are spending time around other people, it's a very real problem. We'll post this article on michaelmedved.com. could this be connected to what is going on in Washington? I actually think it does connect, and I'll tell you how. Is that once upon a time, I remember when we first moved here, I actually got a ride on a very scary private plane to go out to the San Juan Islands because they had a Republican dinner there that I was speaking to. I was a guest speaker at a Republican dinner. And it was really very cool because it was their Lincoln Day dinner. And there are people who are coming from all the different San Juan Islands and Island County and that part of the state of Washington where people can live pretty remote from each other. But people were getting together and it was a great social event and there was joking and yes, there was some drinking and but also a common commitment to the Republican cause. And that's part of what has worked with American politics. This has been a way for people to get together. Now, here you have people, all of whom are self-proclaimed conservatives. And one of my favorite quips was, it's attributed to Benjamin Disraeli, who was the prime minister who really was the founder in many ways of the modern conservative party, Tory party in Great Britain. And he once said the only difference between liberals and cannibals is cannibals only eat their enemies. And that used to be a tendency. There would be tremendous battles about what was going on in the Democratic Party. And what's happening now is it's been reversed with Republicans. But in all those cases, it has to do with less connective tissue, less ability to get together and to even understand we may have differences in philosophy, we may have differences in approaches, but really we have more in common. And people who are willing to basically stop Congress on a dime and to completely discredit at the very beginning this new Republican majority that is supposed to be providing fresh directions in D.C., to do that over no issues. And by the way, concerning the issue of immigration and Kevin McCarthy, some information we do need to share. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. After a fourth day of voting at the Capitol, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy has fallen short again to be the next Speaker of the House. After the vote, Ohio's Warren Davidson got up and nominated McCarthy again.
I plead with all of my Republican colleagues, let cooler, more rational heads prevail.
Kevin McCarthy of California failed to get enough votes during a fifth round of voting. The mastermind behind a nationwide college admissions cheating scheme that ensnarled top universities, business executives, and Hollywood celebrities was sentenced. William Rick Singer, aptly known as Operation Varsity Blues, gets 42 months in prison. Storms spreading across the southern U.S. are causing major damage. A possible tornado damaged several homes in Alabama's capital city of Montgomery early this morning. And also flip cars while downing power lines. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show. We had a caller earlier in the show where I was asking a general question. What are the big issues? We have this epic fight going on about Kevin McCarthy being Speaker of the House, and it's Kevin versus the cannibals. One of the comments recently has been Kevin McCarthy wants to be Speaker for the Cannibal Caucus. But there are hardliners, and the caller said, well, one of the differences is this issue of immigration, because Kevin McCarthy is opposed to the Texas plan, and the Texas plan is put forward by some House Republicans from the Texas delegation. It's a framework of proposals. This, according to the Hill website. And the Texas plan is a four-pronged plan to deal with the immigration crisis down at the border. It is to complete physical border infrastructure, meaning the border wall, fix the border enforcement policies, enforce our laws in the interior, and target cartels and criminal organizations. Okay. And a Representative Arrington, who drafted that plan from Texas, said House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and House GOP leadership don't know all the details of the Texas GOP delegation plan, but they are generally supportive, and they expect Texans to, quote, be at the fore of leading this fight and the policies that need to be put in place. A month ago, in fact, Kevin McCarthy went to the border, and he held a news conference. During a visit to El Paso, McCarthy called on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign. Representative McCarthy and other House Republicans were there to evaluate border security operations and meet with the Border Patrol personnel. He further said that if the Secretary of Homeland Security did not resign, House Republicans would launch investigations in the House once Republicans take control in January, to determine whether we can begin impeachment inquiry. Now, impeachment of the Secretary of Homeland Security is not a sensible position, because you get impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors. You get impeached for breaking rules. And what Mayorkas is doing is following direction from the president. Now, this is not to defend the Biden administration and its handling of the border, which has been horrible. And their issue of immigration, their handling has been horrible. There's been absolutely, with their vaunted Democratic majorities in the Senate and the House and in the White House, they had promised that they were going to do something to fix an immigration system that clearly is broken. They did nothing. But the one point is that there is no visible disagreement between the folks who are voting for anyone but Kevin, the ABK caucus, and Kevin McCarthy himself. Kevin McCarthy made this declaration where he said he's not going anywhere. And this is the way Mike Gallagher, who is a rising star in the Republican ranks, he's a congressman from Wisconsin, he nominated right before the fourth round of voting. They've now completed six rounds of unsuccessful voting. But the fourth round of voting, before that fourth round of voting, Mike Gallagher rose to nominate Kevin McCarthy. Listen, clip three.
In some ways, they're salivating. There's headlines about the chaos, this and that. Yesterday, our colleagues on the other side of the aisle were tweeting their bags of popcorn that they had out. They love it. The schadenfreude is palpable. But I think my friends on the Democratic side misunderstand what's happening here. Sure, it looks messy, but democracy is messy. Democracy is messy by design. By design. And that's a feature, not a bug of our system. We air it all out in the open for the American people to see. Because at the end of the day, the president's not in charge. The Supreme Court's not in charge. The Speaker of the House is not even in charge. The American people are in charge.
Okay, nice try, but we air it out for all to see. What is it that people see? They see a clash of personalities, of ambitions, of little gangs within the bigger gang of the Republican Party. What exactly are you airing out that is constructive? And here's Kevin McCarthy declaring to the press that he is not going anywhere. This was this morning on his way to the House chamber before the latest inconclusive votes. This is clip four.
Are you going to stay in the race, Leader McCarthy?
I'm not going anywhere. We did have an intense conference, and it's intense for a purpose. We have worked for a long time. I've been leader for 4 years. I came into this position and we had less than 200 members. We are now sitting in the majority. We put forth to the American public a commitment to America. There's times we're going to have to argue with our own members if they're looking at for only positions for themselves, not for the country. For the last 2 months, we worked together as a whole conference to develop rules that empower all members. But we're not empowering certain members over others. Last night I was presented the only way to have 218 votes. If I provided certain members with certain positions, certain gavels, to take over the church committee, to have certain budgets. And they even came to the position where one, Matt Gaetz, said, I don't care if we go to plurality and we elect Hakeem Jeffries and it hurts the new frontline members not to get reelected. Well, that's not about America. And I will always fight to put the American people first, not a few individuals that want something for themselves.
Okay. At least what he's talking about is it's an issue about whether you do have the broader party's interest or nation's interest involved or your own personal interests. Look, it's very, very problematic here because one of the things that critics of the Republican Party had said for a while is that this party has become just totally Trumpified, that Trump controls everything. And now you have Donald Trump and Mike Pence and everybody else making very clear statements support Kevin McCarthy. He won the congressional elections, the midterm elections. Republicans gained the seats they needed. And but Trump's endorsement didn't do much to help McCarthy. This is clip 11. Listen on CNN.
I think the next 15 hours are maybe potentially some of the most defining for Kevin McCarthy's political career that we're going to see. I think the reason he's hesitant to back out as that is that other option is he's done it once before. You do it again. It might be your final time to do it. It might be his last chance to try to get this. And as we were noting, you know, he is technically in the speaker's office right now. He may not stay there for very long.
It's interesting, Kelly, because Trump endorsed him for speaker, and that really didn't help him much.
He endorsed him. He said, I think Kevin McCarthy deserves a shot. It was a pretty tepid endorsement that came in December. And now, as you notice, Trump has been silent on this all day. He actually spoke with a reporter from NBC News. He did not reiterate his support for Kevin McCarthy. He was on the phone with these hardliners last night, telling them they should vote for McCarthy, telling McCarthy he should take the deal when it comes to what the hardliners were offering him. It didn't have a lot of help here. I will be watching to see what Trump does, though, next.
Trump doesn't like to be associated with losers.
Exactly.
What Trump did next was he issued a statement on Truth Social that was unequivocal, said that Kevin McCarthy has a chance to be a great Speaker of the House. And yet, for people who believe that Trump totally controls the Republican Party, what does that say when he still can't budge those 20 people voting stubbornly to prevent a resolution of this problem? One problem resolved. They've caught the losers who shut down power in Tacoma on Christmas Day. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it made international news when power broke down because of sabotage, attacks on power stations. Who did it? Was it agents of the Chinese communists, agents of Vladimir Putin? Was it people involved with QAnon? Was it people involved with Antifa? Was it, who did it? Well, now we know. Dateline Tacoma, this is from the Seattle Times. Federal prosecutors have charged two men in the Christmas Day substation attacks in Pierce County that caused power outages for more than 15,000 homes and more than $3 million in damage. Matthew Greenwood, 32, and Jeremy Crayon, both of Puyallup, face federal charges of conspiracy to damage energy facilities. Greenwood faces an additional charge of possession of an unregistered firearm. Prosecutors say the men attacked two Tacoma Power and two Puget Sound energy substations, according to a statement by U.S. Attorney Nick Brown, who commended the FBI for quickly identifying the suspects. Both men made brief appearances in U.S. District Court in Tacoma yesterday. The what basically was the motive for knocking out power on Christmas Day? I mean, this war against Christmas, remember that? It's certainly a war against Christmas if you're taking away power for 15,000 homes. And that probably there are people who are listening to me right now who are victimized by this. It's an awful thing. Greenwood, one of the suspects who was arrested, Matt Greenwood, made a statement to law enforcement after he was arrested and he was read his Miranda rights. He said he and Crayon had been planning to disrupt power to commit a burglary. According to the complaint, Greenwood said he entered all four substations using bolt cutters while Crayon acted as a getaway driver. After mounting the attacks, the two men went to a local business, drilled out a lock, and stole from a cash register, according to Greenwood's statement cited in his complaint. Holly Fisher identified herself as Greenwood's girlfriend, and in an interview Tuesday at the Puyallup property where they lived, she said she was inside the trailer when agents broke windows and threw flashbang grenades during the arrest. He figured that a power outage would make it so they could get inside somewhere and take something of value, Fisher said. Fisher said that through tears that she is 8 months pregnant and that Greenwood was out of work and scared about not having money to support their child. So naturally, you do the logical thing. You knock out power for thousands of people on Christmas Day. The couple had been evicted from another home earlier in December, and after watching television reports of other attacks, Greenwood and Crayon came up with the plan, ingenious, to cut power from substations as a cover for their theft. He isn't a terrorist, his girlfriend said. He is just trying to support me and the baby I'm going to have in 3 weeks. He wasn't thinking about the damage that could be done to other people. He was desperate. Well, how do you not think about the damage that was done to other people when you are cutting things up and you're deliberately trying to take power down? And what about people who depend on medical devices, for goodness sake? This is so outrageous. This is also part of the background. Both men have long criminal records in Washington. What a shock. Goodness, imagine that. According to court records, Greenwood was convicted of 2 counts in 2018, of 2 counts of forgery and 1 count of taking a car without permission. He pleaded guilty, was sentenced to about 4 months in jail. Last year, he was charged in Kitsap County with car theft. He pleaded not guilty. The case is pending. Crayon, in 2016, pleaded guilty to possession of stolen property after he admitted to helping burglarize a Gig Harbor home. In 2014, he pleaded guilty to 5 counts of identity theft after admitting to possessing bank cards and other financial information of 5 people. He served a total of 54 months in prison, according to Toby Hartley, spokesman for the State Department of Corrections. In a 2014 intake form, Crayon wrote that he had a severe alcohol and methamphetamine problem. Crayon also had several previous convictions in Pierce County for theft and attempting to elude law enforcement, as well as a 2007 DUI conviction in Alaska, according to a criminal history filed as part of a sentencing in his 2016 case. Greenwood and Crayon can face up to 20 years in prison for the charge of conspiracy to damage energy facilities. During the Tuesday hearing, U.S. Attorney Steve Hobbs described the crime as an act of terrorism and arguing that Greenwood and Crayon should remain detained. Brown said the crime falls under the statutory structure of terrorism, but that the term was not used to imply that prosecutors at this point have no evidence of a political motive. A lack of political motive may not make it qualify officially, legally as terrorism, but it's such a reckless, irresponsible, and potentially deadly act, and certainly one that disregards, and this is part of what bothers me about the new tolerance of shoplifting, is how difficult it is to actually deliver power when we need it. I mean, I think about that the other night when we had a windstorm and there was a storm here, and there were people with their trucks and their lights and their helmets who were struggling to get the power lines back up and get the power back on for homes that were without electricity. It is hard work for decent people to allow our civilization to function. And here are people who run it down as an excuse or as a means to go steal a cash register and its contents. Outrageous. 20 years isn't enough, it seems to me. We will continue covering this case. There's a new movie out that is heavily favored for some kind of Oscar nomination, maybe for Best Foreign Language Film. It's mostly in Spanish, though part of it in English, from an acclaimed Oscar-winning director. Is it worth seeing, Bardo? Take a listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The Academy Award-winning Mexican director Alejandro G. Iñárritu now offers a Spanish-language film about a Mexican documentarian who lives with his family in Hollywood but doesn't feel at home in either country. It's called Bardo, False Chronicle of a Handful of Truths. Now streaming on Netflix.
This is my home.
No, this is not your home, sir. You cannot call this place your home.
¿Dónde estás?
We'll see.
This hauntingly well-crafted film is full of dreamlike, sometimes nightmarish sequences that probe the conflicts between Mexican and American identity. It's all intriguingly weird, with a first-rate characterization by star Daniel Jimenez Cacho. The visionary imagery is consistently haunting, but ultimately wearisome and unfocused. It's rated R for scenes of violence and sexuality. 2.5 stars for the memorable, but often frustrating, Bardo. And next time on the Michael Medved Show, the speaker can be anyone. Who should it be? I actually said before I thought Mike Pence would be a good choice, but he just very enthusiastically endorsed Kevin McCarthy. Is it possible we will have a new speaker by the time the show is on tomorrow? Unlikely, but possible. So what happens next and what's the long-term impact? There is this. In New Jersey, a mom shot dead her Republican activist husband in self-defense while he was lying naked in bed with the TV on. What was he watching? They had an argument. Was it about what he was watching? We will probe that case. There's also a very good case in Ohio as to why you should not get your face tattooed. A face tattooed woman begins the process of tattoo removal and says, "You're damn right, it's painful." And by the way, it's her entire face, around the eyes, around the mouth, the whole thing. And Larry Kudlow offers his 2023 economic outlook. The best news is the inflation rate is coming down, he says. There's clear evidence. And what does that mean? That means that maybe interest rates stop going up and the stock market can come back, which a lot of people do expect. We will talk about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.